Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. What kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's great, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold expressing, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city. State to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'm a blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes, spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Hey, world, what's happening? We are back again. Oh, my God, I cannot believe last week we celebrated our 100th episode, man. Continue to listen in each and every single Sunday night here on Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. I am your host, the new Miss Lovely Black, and here's my awesome sauce co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening, baby?
Yo, what's up, world? Yeah, man, another exciting show. I'm really pumped up, man. I'm in a good headspace for tonight's show. Yeah, I'm ready to get into it. You know how we do every Sunday night, real topics, you know what I'm saying? This is it, man. That's what we do. So Real Talk with the new Miss Public Black and Mo Benz. Let's get it in.
Oh, man, so I had an awesome week. Oh, salute to our top five still standing strong. The United States is in the first spot. Salute to California. California has our largest listener base, and they have been in control for the entire time. Like, I think I started really paying attention to the numbers about 6 to 8 months ago, and California just dominates, man. So salute to Cali, the Republic of Korea, Canada, Italy, Dominican Republic, top five. So thank you guys for tuning in to the show each and every Saturday night, every Sunday night, I'm sorry. Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell another friend. You know, once you download the widget, you don't have to download it anymore. Salute to everybody that's continuously downloading our widget to our show. That's a whole nother set of numbers as far as our listener count goes, and you guys do such an amazing job. And it's so amazing that people continuously download the show every single week. We're still going strong with that. So I thank you from the bottom of our heart, from my heart. And I know Mo thanks you too.
Of course.
I had an awesome week this week. Last week was just kind of blah, but this week I had a great week. I jumped up and I was like, you know what, I got to get away. And so I put up a post and I was like, hey, if you could get me a little getaway somewhere that I don't need a passport, hit me up. And this awesome lady, I think her name was Sarah, she hit me up. And she, you know, was like, listen, you know, if you just really need to go somewhere fast, you know, I can put you down with, you know, I can hook you up with, you know, a nice little spot on the beach somewhere. And when I tell you the spot was ripped, it blew my mind, because what I paid her to get this done for me in such a short time, it absolutely blew my mind. I mean, it was a 2-bedroom suite. I was right on the beach. Man, I was gone for a couple of days. I didn't have to worry about any kids. My phone was basically on do not disturb until I got ready to use it. Like, it was just so amazing, and it was just that fresh restart that I needed.
That,
you know,
that's
like
the sun.
Okay,
that sun gives you that energy.
The water, man, that salt water gives you that cleanse. And, you know, you just go and leave some stuff
at
that water.
And
then you know,
the energy
like,
for the sun. It's just a nice stuff. Those natural elements.
Changes your mind. And so one of the things, like, in my transition, you know, I change up the way I post on social media. So, you know, you guys, I'm always empowering people. I'm always giving you the game. I'm always giving you the knowledge, right? But as I sit back and I look at some of the most positive people that I follow on social media, some of the most, you know, from the richest to, you know, hustling like me. And the one thing I understood was that you don't have to lose your sexy to be empowering. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to lose your sexy to go. Lose your sexy. And what I mean by that, like, I had stopped posting, like, sexy pictures and stuff like that. You know, it was just everything, you know, was all covered up at all times. And when I was at the beach, I was posting pictures of me being at the beach. So I wasn't posting pictures of a two-piece just to post them. I was getting ready to go out to the beach. And I was drinking a lot, so I kept leaving my phone in the suite because, you know, I didn't want that to happen to me. So, you know, if I go out at night to the beach, I would take my phone out there with me because, you know, it's nighttime. But in the daytime, you know, I was leaving the phone in the room or whatever. And
but you
know,
didn't
I was
want to
just
lose your phone?
I didn't want to drop the phone. I mean, it's losing.
Oh,
it was right
okay,
there. I didn't want to drop it. I was around water the whole time.
Oh,
so,
that's what you said.
You know,
okay, I got you.
Yeah, you know, you drinking and you buy water and that don't mix. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay.
So,
I got you.
You know, I started, I posted, you know, a little sexy picture. And I didn't show no booty, for real. I didn't show, you know, it was just my thighs, really. You know, everything was covered up. For me, I felt like, you know, I'm still covered up, but I'm still being sexy. Oh, my God, my damn inbox went bananas. You know, people that I didn't even know was watching my page. You know, I've been watching you for a while.
Hold on,
you out here
setting thirst traps.
I know. I was having a good time, and I was in a good space, and I posted the pictures, and, you know, it was, you know, people that, you know, I knew back in the day, you know, I still check in on your page. I'm like, it's weird because, and we're going to talk about it too tonight, but it's weird because so many social media has made stalking okay. So you don't know who's watching your page, when they're watching your page. And you know, you like men, they don't even call your phone. You don't even hear from them. They don't send you a message. They just watch what you do. Just watch, you know?
You know what?
And that's so weird
what?
To me.
I'm gonna talk about this on a world-famous chopper, but it's funny you said that because shout-out to LeBron, even though he's not in the playoffs. You know, his presence is still being felt. Anyway, he has a show that's on HBO called The Shop. And, you know, it's a pretty good show. You know, he brings different people in there. But anyway, he had Pharrell on there. And Pharrell was breaking down, like, because Travis Scott was on there. So he was breaking down, like, kind of like new wave versus, like, kind of like old school. And, you know, Pharrell was just talking about, like, you know, our generation, you know, Generation X was more private. You know what I'm saying? We was, like, private about our stuff. You know what I'm saying? But now the millennials and stuff like that, they made it cool to just share, you know, share my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that serious. And that's, like you just said, I mean, proving your point, like, it made stalking cool because, like, everybody just like, yo, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? So everybody just open now with social media. You know, everybody having a phone. So, yeah, I feel that. That's just where we at right now. That's the evolution of the people right now, of the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's so weird, though. Like, somebody reached out to me. Like, you know, this wasn't a stranger for real. Like, he and I dealt for, like, 10 years off and on, more on than off. So we had a strong bond. But I moved away in about times and, you know, less than that. And, you know, he was like, I should be watching. I'm like, listen, let me say, even if y'all listening to my show, like, I'm dead single. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes for a person like me that's so embodied in my work, if you think about me, you don't know how far that would go. Because, you know, I sit here and my phone be dry as hell, you know, if it's not business. So if you think about me, just say, text me. Hey, you know, hey, big head, I'm thinking about you. That makes me feel
another
so
thing.
Good.
We,
you know what
talk
I'm saying?
About, like, we gonna, that's just that Aisha Curry situation. You know what I'm saying? You want to feel like, you know what
well,
I'm saying?
Well, I'm just saying,
gonna
yeah, we're going to definitely get into that
too.
Because I think men don't understand what she was saying. But, I mean, when you're so embodied in
it.
Your work and whatever you're doing, I'm single by choice, but it's just like, you know, it feels good to know somebody thinking about you. Don't just stalk me as y'all been telling me.
Know,
y'all been stalking me.
Hashtag happily married.
That's what it's called.
Why you think I still got my Tinder? You know what I'm saying? Why you still? Yeah. So, you know what I'm saying? I just like to. I ain't doing shit. Man.
Listen,
like,
I have
like,
so
I like
much
when people
fun.
Swipe right on me. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
I cannot tell you guys how much fun I had this weekend. This week that went by, I ate good, and so, you know, I've been eating clean, and this weekend was just, like, an exception to the rule because I wasn't home, so I wasn't cooking, even though it
yeah,
was
sometimes
cold,
you
got to
just, like, loose and
I had
enjoy.
An amazing time. I reset my mind. I reset my body. I reset, you know, my spirit. You know, I recharged everything,
yeah.
So it was so amazing, and I came back home. And I was just like, okay, now I'm ready to take on whatever it is that I got to take on. So my mind was so heavy. I wasn't sleeping, and, you know, and I came back now and sleeping like a baby.
That's what's up, man. You need that sunshine and that water. Got you right.
Oh,
yeah, man,
it got me so right. So right. So how was your week?
My week was good. You know, I had a lot of deals on the table that I'm still dealing with, but things is moving and shaking, so I love that. You know what I'm saying? Just a busy week for me, you know what I'm saying? But busy good, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of negotiations. Yo, man, these owners up here in New York be on some shit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, just like I said, every deal that you close and that you do, you learn something. That's why I love this real estate game, because it's no cap, you know what I'm saying? Hashtag no cap. Like, it's however far you want to make it, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like when you're working for yourself, you just in just uncharted territory. So, and then you just figure out your niche and what works for you. So, yeah, so my week was good. You know what I'm saying? It'd be really good if
awesome.
You know, a few deals that I got on the table come through like the way I anticipate. But like I said, I never get too pumped into that money in my account. So, you know, things is good. And then, like I said, working towards this vacation, I'm trying to, me and my wife are trying to, like, you know, schedule a little getaway coming soon, so, you know, for the summer or whatever. So, you know, just a lot of things I'm just trying to work it towards, you know what I'm saying? Just goals, you know, just getting these goals crossed off, you know what I'm saying? My 2019 goals, you know, slowly just crossing my list. So that's where I'm at. So, yeah, my weekend
right.
was good. I mean, my week was good. My week has been good. So, yeah, good.
Right. So yeah, like I said, the lady, I think her name is Sarah, she did a great job, and I'm going to use her more often, so I was going to, like, share her information, but I'm real private when it comes to me moving around for the simple fact of, you know, sometimes, like, you know, you can be as humble as you want to be in this world and say, you know, I'm not anybody, you know, I haven't made it yet. To you, you haven't made it yet, but you got so many people that see you working, and they know you doing more than what they doing, and I had to be brought, you know, to my senses, you know,
yeah.
When I was just moving around willy-nilly, acting like I'm nobody and nobody know who I am, you know, in the worst way. So I don't really, like, tell locations and things like that when I go to places, because if you don't see me there, great. You know, I'm just not at the point where I want somebody to pop up on me if I post where I'm
at. Yeah, I got you.
More of what I'm doing and why I posted the pictures that I posted while I was out. Just how, in fact, this conversation was so fitting. You know, this topic was so fitting for the whole mood of my week. So I'm so happy and I'm ready to jump right into it. And Mobians, go ahead and start it off.
All right. So this week's topic is going to be, can you be in the adult entertainment business and have a relationship with a regular person? Do you tell or not tell? And, you know, I came up with this topic and, you know what I'm saying? I've just been fascinated, like, especially since we started our Twitter page, you know, so definitely follow, the handle is Real Talk. Real Adult Talk, but, talk is spelled TAWK. And like I said, I'm building slowly but surely. It's getting to where it needs to be. But, you know, it's a slow grind, but it's grinding. But it just got me thinking because, you know, I'm following different people that I think are interested in this in an adult business. And, you know, it just brings to my attention because it's such a hustle, man. You become like your entrepreneur. You know, your body becomes that's how you make your money. You know what I'm saying? So it just brought me to this topic, like, you know what I'm saying, and the age we live in with social media and how, like I said, everything's being open and shared, you know, like, how do you maintain a relationship with, like, a regular person? You know what I'm saying? If you maybe have this, do you tell them, like, from jump? Do you let them find out themselves? So I just think it's kind of like a fascinating topic. So that's our topic for tonight.
Wow.
Feel free to call up, you know what I'm saying? The lines is open, area code 646-787-1839. But, yeah, so, you know, so that's where I came up with it. So, you know, you tell me what you think about it so far. Set it off
so
with your
crazy
point of view.
So I got into the adult entertainment industry in 2000, and I got out officially, like, the very beginning of 2014, so 2013. I took some breaks, some minor breaks.
Okay.
But this topic is very interesting, okay? So here's the thing. Like, when I am out of the game and on my good girl-ish, and I'm not telling people, you know, what I used to do and so on and so forth, the men, they try to play you. They try to have all the sense. Because women out here that go to work and go home, they real nice. You know, they don't think that they dumb, but they real dumb. They put up with a whole lot more. They let these men run through you. They let, you know, they let the men run off with the income tax check. They still there. You know, anything that you allow a man to do, he's going to do. When I was in the adult entertainment industry, my emotions was disconnected. I learned to turn them off. Now, I dated up until 2009. I used to date off and on. And honestly, I always kept a boss. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that lifestyle, it goes with that. Bosses, rappers, athletes, all of that go with that. So you might have regular girls out here that, you know, okay, well, this is what I need to set this. But what comes with that lifestyle is those type of men. They have understanding to a certain extent. Your life is public because, you know, like you said, your whole body is, that's your money maker. So you want to let people know what you're doing, how you're doing. You got to stay taking pictures. You got to stay having a fresh hairdo. You got to stay with a fresh set of nails, you know, fresh new fit, you know, and stay just because, okay? photo shoot just because. Because that's how you make your money. You know what I'm saying? That like people on the outside don't get it. You can go take a fresh photo shoot and post these pictures. And then people be like, well, why you take a photo shoot just to post pictures? But you're going to take some of those and you're going to submit them to your magazines or whatever. And you're going to take the other ones you're going to post because that's where your money comes from. The people want to see you fresh. The people want to see you new. You know what I'm saying? Now, granted, it goes two ways. So, I mean, I dated, but I never really wanted a relationship, especially in from 2009 up and, you know, up until I got out of the porn industry. It was more so like I tried it, but it was a difference. Like, how can you honestly tell somebody, I don't want you sleeping with nobody else, and you sleep with people for a living? They're going to say, no, they not. But those are going to be the bums. Those are going to be the people that want you to take care of them. So if I ain't going to sleep with nobody, you're going to take care of me. You don't understand how much we hear being out there. So I realized that a relationship was something that I couldn't deal with. So I stopped having relationships, and I start having just friendships. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in your city, I'm going to holler at you. And trust and believe, like, I'm on the road. When I was in my prime in the industry, like, I'm on the road, like, anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks at a time, okay? Wow. I come home anywhere from 2 days to 7 days. That's all I get for a break. And I'm going again. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and people don't understand what it really, really takes. Like, I salute the rappers, I salute the artists, but when you hot, you hot. So when I was hot and when I was at my peak in my prime, I was gone. Like, I didn't have time for a relationship. So when you say, okay, I can have a relationship, if your man going to be right there with you while you out there doing what you do, it's cool, but it's kind of bad for business because he really can't be your man because you're selling a fantasy. You know what I'm saying? So Miss Lovely Black was an actress that it's a character I created. That's not who I am. You know, what you see now is who I am. So the character that I created couldn't go have a man tagging along with me saying this was my man. I can have security tagging along with me. I can't have a man tagging along with me saying this is my man. And whenever I see my fellow stars that would be posting about their relationship and so on, if you had some that would, and then, you know, they get messy online and, you know, they arguing and, you know, all this extra stuff online, you know, that made me understand that's something that I don't want to do. I don't ever want to be that person because I am my brand. So if I was dating somebody, I didn't put it out there like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it really wasn't. Now, I didn't have people that I kind of like more than anything. You know what I'm saying? But they had to understand it. It was never no beef. Like, they knew what I did. When we chilled with each other, that was our time. It was what it was. Don't question me. I had a very strict don't question me policy. And I'm back at that phase right now. Don't question me. I don't listen. If I'm not in a relationship with you, when I chill with you, that's our time. Don't question me. I cannot be doing nothing, but, you know, just don't question me. It's really hard when you use your common sense to say that this man is going to be in a relationship with you and only you, unless you're paying him to be there. You can't really do that. And so, for me, anybody that I met when I was in the industry, I was very open. I always let you know, this is who I am. I'm very open. I never
sugarcoated. Oh, so you did say that. Okay. So you kept it 100 from jump. You never, like, met somebody,
always,
like, when you were just chilling like yourself. And, you know, like you said, you wasn't, you know, Miss Lovely Black. You was just, just you. You know what I'm saying?
I was me. But okay, the days that I had off, I was home. Just understand how good it feels to finally sleep in your bed, to finally cook food in your house. You know, I'm still paying bills in this big ass house, but I'm not home. You know what I'm saying? So I was really home. I might go out one day, that's very far and few. But if I meet somebody, right? So I can go anywhere I meet somebody. Here's my thing. You already know who I am. Back then, I was popping. If you see me, you knew who I was. So I have men that try to act like they don't know who I am and try to talk to me or whatever, whatnot. And I know I can look in your face and tell when you recognize me. you get some men that they don't want to be starstruck, you know what I'm saying? So they're not going to do all of that. And then they don't come out. And I'm like, I already knew you knew who I was. So it's not like that. But you, if you meet somebody, and as much as I was on the road, like, what am I going to say? You call me. Where you at? New York. Where you at? Canada. Where you at? California. What can you say? You got to have an explanation for that. You know what I'm saying? It takes too much to sit down and lie to somebody. You know, listen, this is who I am. This is what I do. I'm very suddenly in the city, and it is what it is. But I was also picky about who I dealt with. So I didn't, you know, it was what it was. I never cared about what anybody thought. I created this character because I wanted to, you know what I'm saying? So it's upon me. But you had men that were more willing, like automatically, they going to give you money. They going to cut checks. For regular shit, regular girls, they be trying to play smart. They be trying to have all the things. They not breaking checks in the manner that they would. Like, if I come to you and say, hi, I'm Miss Lovely Black. And you be like, Miss Lovely Black, you know, you didn't hear of me, or you go and Google me and figure out who I am. Oh, yeah, what's up? Automatically, man, let me take you out. Oh, let me give you this. Let me give you that. Today, I had people saying, what's your cash app? Let me send you some money for Mother's Day. So I just posted it on my page for everybody to see it. But
why not?
On the good girl side, now, I don't do nothing. You get
okay,
more
yeah,
people
yeah.
that try to have all the shit.
Okay.
Yeah. My self-esteem is intact. I don't have any regrets about what I did. I did what I did because that's where I created that character, because that's where I was in that stage of life. So I don't have any shortage of relationships right now. Like, people that want to be in a relationship, it's just not, you know, where, you know, I want it to be, because I know what I want. You know, I want some power. I got some things on my mind that I want to do, and it's going to take the right person, you know what I'm saying, to join forces.
But,
you know, he's buying that life.
What I was going to say, though, in that time, that 2000, from 2000 to 2012, I thought you said you was on or off, but you never had 13. That one person that you might have just met that, you know, like I said, I know, you know, especially at the height, you know what I'm saying, when, you know, recognized in the different places, but you never had that one person that you might have met that just met you on some regular shit, and you was kind of like torn, like, damn, do I not, like, or whatever,
oh,
like, no. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
First of all, like,
okay.
You don't know you made it. Like, okay, let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
I was at an event on Old National one night, and I was with somebody. And this guy seen me, and he lost his fucking mind. In the hallway, oh, my God, it's you, it's you. I know who you are, it's you, oh, my God, it's you. He lost his mind. I didn't know I made it until you see people flip out like this. You don't know that, you know what I'm saying? You're like, oh, shit. He really recognized who the hell I am. Yeah, like, and he going hard, like, oh, my God, like, super hard. And I was just like, oh, wow. Listen, my career was all that mattered. All I knew is I did not want to do all of this to get out and, you know, not have a place to build from. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't want to just be in the industry and then get out of the industry. And I have nothing to build from it. I just did it. And now I'm flipping burgers. You know what I'm saying? I'm mopping floors. Next week I'm on fries. Yeah, no, that ain't what it was. It played right into what I wanted it to, being an author and doing this radio
dope.
Show, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Speaking
to
the
gives
people.
Gives you so many insight.
But,
yeah, like, go ahead.
Right.
Yeah, no,
there was
not one person,
even right now, there's not one person that's going to come between my career. Now, did I do it before? I did. But this was after the porn industry, right? When I was in porn, listen, this is what I do. I didn't have no issues. You deal with me, you deal with me. You make sure I'm straight. You look out. I come see you. You fly me out. We whatever, all of the above. after I got out of the industry, I still had my Twitter page, and it had like 50-something thousand followers on it. I still, you know, had my Facebook and all that stuff. And so the dude that I had got with, I ended up being with him for 3 years off and on mainly. The last year was a lot of off. But, you know, like this guy, he was my soulmate at the time. We have several soulmates in our life, you know what I'm saying? And they come in our life to teach us a lesson, or they come in our life to, you know, help us get past a certain point, you know, in our life. And he was there. He came in to help me get past the point, you know. And this
okay,
guy
yeah.
here,
like you said, he was meant to be.
He was meant to meet this guy
at this point. Yeah, no, I got you. That's not
right.
Yeah.
And so, I lost everything that I had when I got out of the porn industry. Everything that I gained in the porn industry, I was supposed to be made anew, you know. And I lost everything, and I was down. I had just had my son. My Fabio, and I was just like, okay, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so I was in Florida. I came to Florida for like 6 months. Nobody knew I was here. I didn't want to have my baby in Georgia by myself, and I was getting out of the industry. I had just got out of the industry. I wanted to be aligned. And so, you know, he and I were talking. He was in Georgia. I was here. And he was just like, you know, after a minute, I went back up a couple of times. He was like, just come on, let's do this. And so I said, no problem, let's just do it. So I wanted it. You know, he's like, okay, let's do it. And so we moved back to Georgia with him, you know, me and my two sons. I didn't have nothing. I didn't even have a job lined up. I had money, you know what I'm saying? I had money because I had money put aside. But I was just knew that I was looking for a job. I found a job. He had the biggest pet peeve with my Twitter page. And we went back and forth on my Twitter page for forever and a day, and he like, I don't know what you're doing. He was so insecure. And I didn't understand the insecurity of it, but he understood who I was when I was doing what I was doing. And he didn't want to deal with me thinking that I could have any type of attachments, even though I didn't go nowhere. I was home. I cooked. I did everything that I was supposed to do. He was so insecure. I was done. He didn't believe me. And a year into it, I deleted my Twitter page and couldn't get it back. And it got hacked. And then, you know, I lost the name. That's why it's Miss Lovely Black 1, because I lost Miss Lovely Black. Somebody hacked the page and they killed the page, the 870.
Wow.
But, you know, he just didn't want me to have any dealings with that. And I kept telling him, like, I'm done. And for now, I've grown to be so much more. And I'm like, you know, sex sells. So even though I was out of the industry, I still was, you know, talking. Like, I knew that I was building I wanted to keep my audience alive because I knew that I wanted to do something. Now, if I would have had that same Twitter page to be here where we are right now, I've been out of the game since, what, 2000, beginning of 2014, we've been doing this for 2 years, so seven. If I would have held that page on for two more years, it would have done numbers for what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fact.
But I didn't, because he was so insecure. So with him being so insecure, like, it weighed on me. All I knew is I loved him, because, listen, people aren't really there for you when you are a leader. And I'm a leader of the pack. So I don't really have people. I'm talking about genuinely. You have men come and say, you know, let me send you some money, or let me send you a couple dollars, whatever. But to genuinely have my back when I need you the most, not just one time or multiple times, not just to do it to say that you did it, but that person that genuinely have my back, I was so loyal to this person far longer than I should have been. Because he was not, he started dragging it out. And I was so miserable. In the end, I was miserable, but I loved him to the core for having my back. And I didn't care about being miserable. I put my feelings to the side because all I wanted was him to be happy. This is somebody that came along and helped me and my kids when I needed it the most. He didn't think that I was going to snap the way I did. 3 months, I was back on.
The right way.
Good job, you know, car, whatever the case may be. I had, you know, give me a couple months and I'm going to take off. I'm just that chick. So
yeah.
Most people don't understand, for a person like me, what it means for a person to be there. And, like, I'll test you in little small ways. And if you fail those tests, it's nothing to me because I got my own, trust and believe. But I will change the way I deal with you. So I'll be all in with you. But when I see that you're not all in with me, that changes the way that I deal with you. So when it came to that, I realized why I never changed what I was doing for somebody. And after that, after those 3 years, I realized that I would never in my life change what I'm doing and how I'm doing it for anybody else. Never in my life. It'll never, ever happen again.
Yo, that's interesting, man. That's
and
dope,
that, that's
man.
The
so,
problem. And here's
yeah,
the weird thing. One of my kids' fathers I met while I was in the industry. And we dealt while I was in the industry. He never questioned me. I never questioned him. We just had fun. We dealt for years. We just had fun. You know what I'm saying? When we linked up. It was what it was. And the weirdest thing is that after I got out of the industry, we had a child together.
Interesting.
You know?
That's what's up.
When they
so
started,
yeah,
when they good people, they good people. People going to rock with you because they rock with you. You know, like
yeah,
real folks,
fact.
They're not
that's
actually judging
fact.
What you're doing and
yeah,
the path
exactly.
that you've taken. So
you
don't worry about it. It's the miserable folks that's judging you.
Yeah,
it's the people that
exactly.
would, you know, how, yeah, I hear more than anything, man, I always wanted to do that. Do you know I was doing
hell
that?
Yeah, right?
Mostly. All these men want to do, but they can't because they worry about their family. And me, I was just like, I'm doing me. Men don't really judge you, you know, based on that. Women going to sit back and be like, oh, she did porn. Oh, my God. I did porn. And you out here doing what I did for money for free. So let's
exactly.
talk about it. And we tested.
No, man,
y'all
it
ain't
complex.
Even tested.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Complex,
so
man.
You lose as a goose and you
complex.
Ain't even tested right. But here I am, super duper tested, and you frowning up at me. Men do not look at you in a certain type of way. I knew that I was done with the industry for everything that I was going through while I was, you know, in the industry, and it was my time to progress. You know, it was my time to
yeah.
grow. So therefore,
yeah.
you know, in growing, it is what it is. But, you know, now if I can somebody who I know that don't know me, I can automatically know that his mind is going to go to, oh, I want to have sex, and sex is going to be great. You know, that's going to happen.
Not a porno sex.
So,
yeah.
The thing for me is that I like a man to be straight up with me. Like, some like men, you meet
yeah.
a man, you be like, you got somebody. First thing they're going to say is no. Or, I got somebody, but we ain't like that. I'm on my way out the door, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? You know how it works. Or they got somebody they've been dealing with for years and they going to lie about it, period. I lead by example. So when you say, you know, what's up, I may not go super far back at first, but if I'm in a serious situation with anybody, I'm going to tell you my characters that I created. You're going to know all
your
about
character.
Me. Because I'm never going to let anybody assassinate me down the road, we all in love, and then he find out, and then he don't want to deal with me no more. You going to find out from me. I'm going to always
jump.
Be
yeah, no. That's why, you know, people should keep it all the way 100, you know what I'm saying? And I respect it. Like, you know, so my two cents just on the outside looking in, like, you know, we're in what's called, and I'm not saying this is directly, but we're in what's called, like, Trump's America. I only say that because he's the president of the United States. So some people look at that like, oh, fuck this guy, all this fucking fuckery and all that other shit, you know, because you're not the normal politician. I look at it as we're in the age of entrepreneurship, you know what I'm saying? So I see the moves he made to kind of get to where he was. Granted, yeah, you know, his pops put him in the right position and stuff like that. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is, you know, getting to your point, you had the balls to just jump out and do it. And that's just taught you so many lessons. Like you said, your body was your moneymaker, you know what I'm saying? So you become an instant businesswoman, you know what I'm saying, an entrepreneur in yourself. You learn how to make money, and from that business or from what you were doing there, the adult business, you know, that sparked off all types of other sub-businesses, you know what I'm saying, from the show that we're doing together to, you know, you being an author in your books. And then, you know, you still have your core self, which is, you know, your government, you know what I'm saying, who your mother and your father gave you, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the core you, and that's the you that I know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know I know the new Miss Lovely Black. I didn't know Miss Lovely Black, you know what I'm saying? And I respect the coreness of you because now, you know, like I said, you was just a actor, you know, playing towards actress, playing towards people's fantasies, you know what I'm saying? And it's just to the fullest extent. And I respect the fuck out of that. Like, you know, I just, you know, with this show, like, I like to, you know, see things that's going on and just, you know, things that I just see and I just like to, you know, analyze it and put it towards our show and life. So one thing that was kind of interesting, we'll get into the world-famous Chopper, but getting to what you said, how you create a fantasy, what kind of threw me off, I was watching, you know, I'm a sports guy, you know what I'm saying? We got the NBA playoffs going on. So I was watching, you know, the game the other night. It was Golden State versus Houston. You know, it was game six and, you know, big game. Kevin Durant is hurt and all that. But long story short, you know, it was in Houston, big game. So we got Beyonce and Jay-Z there. And shout out to all my people that was watching Game of Thrones. The female that plays Daenerys Targaryen, her name is Emilia Clarke. But she was there at the game. And what's so interesting, you wouldn't even recognize her at all. You know what I'm saying? Because she looked totally different. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you saw her, she looked so regular. I mean, so regular. That's why I always give props to actors and actresses that can just turn it up and turn it down. So this character, if you know, I know you don't watch Game of Thrones, but if you saw her, how she looks, you're like, wow. You know what I'm saying? So I guess the point I'm just trying to make is we got to realize that these people that's in the adult business are selling a fantasy. You know what I'm saying? But that's not who they are. So they aren't going to be able to just turn off and get back to their regular lives. And it's just how the other people can interpret that. You know what I'm saying? I guess when they find out maybe if they were in the adult industry. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just think it's kind of just fascinating. Like, you know, and then I guess maybe you got the people that just like that. Because you, I can see that you're a very complex person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know those are attributes that you have maybe as far as your sexuality, but that's not all you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can turn it on and play to a fantasy and, you know, dress up a certain way and have a certain look to sell a scene or whatever. But like you said, you're like in the mold. You're like getting it. And that's the character you create. That's Miss Lovely Black, but that's not who you are. You know what I'm saying? So you can just come back and we can do this show the way we've been doing it. And like I said, I got to know and I fucks with the new Miss Lovely Black. You know what I'm saying? The person that's transitioned out of that. And, you know, like I'm definitely not judgmental. You know what I'm saying? I like it. It's to me, I like it even more because it just shows the complexity. You know what I'm saying? That you would, you know, that you can go to both extremes, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just think it's dope, man. It's a fascinating topic. So, yeah. But, yeah.
Right. it takes a lot, you know, because you're creating, you know, you're creating these characters, you know, as you go along, you know. And I said, I'm tired of creating characters. I want to do something that I can be myself.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, that's why we have this radio show. We can talk fluidly. We can talk open about whatever it is that we want to do. Now, in hindsight to that, you meet somebody and they figure out who you are. They stalk you. They stalk you. I've had so many stalkers and spirits. They stalk you. And these are men that you would never think that they're stalkers. These are men that you'll never think would stalk a person. These are men, wealthy men. They the worst.
Yeah, it don't matter.
Here's the last relationship that I got in. I said, I don't want another man with a lot of money. Like, I just don't. I don't want another man with a lot of money. It's too much that come with that. But guess what?
Well,
when you're dealing with a fake it to make it type dude that don't have a lot of money, but he trying to get there, he even worse because the women going to be all over him, and it's just like it sucks, right? But you have people that watch you. I have so many people that are watching me that are not following me on my Instagram, that are not following me on Twitter, that are not following me on Facebook, but they go and they watch me daily. And you know, for the normal person, you know, you might got somebody that go check for you, but when you have masses that do this, it gets kind of creepy because you don't know who's watching you. And therefore, I don't post locations. You know, I might say I'm in the city.
Yeah.
But good luck.
Yeah, no,
you know
that.
What I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I can see that. I can see
when
that.
I, if
sense.
I go somewhere, like I went out to, I went out by the Folk Fest. One person,
yeah.
Other than the people that I was with, knew, you know, I was incognito. And still, you know, certain people, you know, oh, that's such and such, you know, and they come. And I'm not, listen, I'm nowhere near where I want to be, and I'm very humble. Sometimes you got to understand that it's not okay to just walk up to people and be in their personal space.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just not. Because
we don't
know your
intentions. If there's no angle. Yeah. You don't know what
this person's
intentions
are. We don't know your intentions, and some, it's okay to watch from a distance. I just want to say that. You know, like, you know, it was so many people in my face, and it was like, you know, cool, but I'm okay with you watching from a distance sometimes. It's you never know. Sometimes you will know when some security with me. And then, you know, for other people that don't understand how this works, and you walk somewhere with security, and they're like, why the hell they got security? You know what I'm saying? But you don't understand how this works, and you haven't been, you know, in my shoes in this game and, you know, dealt with what I had to deal with. But people watch you, though. And so when I ran into this person, they were like, yeah, I've been watching you. I was like, oh, God. And they say it so nonchalantly, like it's okay. I'll be watching you. Is that supposed to be okay with me? I'm just trying to figure out, like, yeah, it's social media, but, you know, I'm learning, and I still, you know, I have to filter what I put on social media. You know, I have to filter, you know, how I say things. To and about people, you know, on social media, because, you know, my audience is vast, and, you know, that's kind of scary. So if you're dating somebody, they watching what you're doing and how you're doing it. Men are very territorial. That's where I'm going with this. Men are very territorial. There's no man that is going to sit back and say, this is my lady. Watch these men gawk over you, go crazy about you, all of this. And he's sitting at home faithful, like, yeah, she's doing what she's doing, but it's okay. He's going to watch your social media. He's going to look. He's going to look to it hurts him to the core. And he's going to start looking. You know, I had people say, man, it hurts. I can't even watch this. You know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, you have to be realistic, ladies. I need you to have common knowledge, not even common sense. I need you to have common knowledge to understand that it don't really work like that, and it ain't nothing that you got that's going to make somebody do that unless you paying him to be there. Like I said, you got a lot of women that pay men. They take him, they pay him, they keep him around. They do all of these things
that pimp situation.
To do that. You know,
I know you always think I'm just on some pimp shit, but you saying that you got a lot of women that keep a man around and they'll pay him. And I was saying, do you think that's
just
a pimp situation?
Yeah, just like on some pimp shit, but yeah,
okay.
Pretty much. You
okay,
know,
all right, yeah,
because
I know sometimes when I say that, I think I like hit a button sometimes, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know. But
if you're making $1,000 a day, you're making $8,000 to $1,000 a day. You know what I'm saying? You can do what you want to do. And most people aren't smart.
Break them off a little something to have somebody there
like
with you.
They
want to
live
you know?
A certain life. Right,
yeah.
Right. But I just never, like you know, even, you know, listen, good luck. Point them out. Put it like that. Point them out. If a man can sit down and tell you that I just rightfully just here, I'm just handing you money. I'm so allergic to putting money in a man's hand, it's ridiculous. Okay? Like, that shit makes me... Listen, I'm telling you, like, man, look, I will be right there. Okay, what it is, what had happened? Okay, I'm going to go do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do that. I can't do that. And I don't care, you know. I can believe in something that you're doing, but if I feel like you don't believe in what you're doing as much as you need to, then I back away from that, you know? So, funny. I'm funny.
No,
but
no,
that's
real.
I don't know. It makes my booty hole itch. Talking about giving somebody some money. Like, I can't.
Yeah. It just irritates me.
I can't do it. It very much so irritates me. But, so, okay. Now, here we are. And I've accomplished, you know what I'm saying? I've accomplished some things in my life. Nothing that, you know, no handouts, you know, 10 toes down, I applied pressure. and I, you know, made some things happen, and I have 7 books that I've written. You know, and this is not my only job, you know.
Yeah,
I have this, you know, radio show going on with Mo Benz. We just did our 100th episode. I'm super psyched about that. So in the process, what I just did, I did have SBND kids. This month, I closed the store down. I do not have the bandwidth to run the store. So basically, for everybody that ordered something this month, you got like a special gift for appreciation from the store. I think it should be closing this week, next week, I think. But everybody that had ordered something and all the orders, you know, I sent them a note. You know, this is our last month. I had some consistent people. But I don't have the bandwidth to do it. And it was great. I made my money back, plus weighed some, you know, plus weighed some.
But yeah.
I can't.
You got to throw it out there.
But what I need to do is take this to the next level. So the one thing about it is taking it to the next level, you know, sexy sales. Whether you look sexy, whether you big sexy. Look at the chick that Nick Cannon brought on Wild N Out. The model, super BBW model. She not my son. Wild N Out.
Okay.
He bought a BBW model on Wild N Out.
Who? Okay, yeah, I'm not up on Wild N Out. Nick Cannon. Oh, that's Nick Cannon.
Yeah, his show's huge. It's huge. But, listen, jump in the game where you at. And so I said, I need to really start getting dressed more. I really need to start, you know what I'm saying, you know, showing myself more in the light of sexy. Like, yeah, I'm a queen. I'm still going to be here. I'm not a queen. I'm a goddess. I'm still going to be here. But, you know, I got to go to the next level. So now it's time to go to the next level. Like, I've been riding in 3 now. You know, I'm 3. You know, go up to 4, 3, 4. Now I need to ride in 4, 5, and it's just turn-up time. So that's why I posted those pictures, and then you had some people like, oh, my God, you know, you're going to have ignorant people move out of the way. But it's just me taking this hustle to another level. There's nothing wrong with me posting a sexy picture. You can go look at my Instagram. You can go to the website, thenewmisslevityblack.com. You can actually see my Instagram and Twitter and Facebook from there. I didn't do nothing see-through. I didn't do, you know, I just, you know, a little something-something, you know. Think that, say lies.
Say lies. There we go.
So that's where I'm at, and it's just to the point, like, if you get with the wrong man, it'd be like, you got on them little bitty shorts. Why you got on, you know, like, this is my career. I don't care who you are. You can't come in and dictate and run my career in the manner that you want to run it unless you are investing in it. 100%. Other than that, like, I'm not that one, because I ain't had no handouts. And so if you know that you out here 10 toes down and you in this adult entertainment industry, man, leave that extra shit at home. How you gonna go to the script club and you got this nigga done ran up all the money that you made the night before? Now you frustrated. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's still customer service. You have to give your all in what you're doing. So if you ask me, I think it's way better to just not even be in a relationship when you focus on what you're doing. And I had a conversation with my ex, and he was saying, you don't need to be in a relationship. You just
yeah, because I think
just
that would
need
just
to focus.
Mess up your mind state. Because when you're in that game, it seemed like, you know, you got to you know, like you said, you traveling, you know, your body is your moneymaker, you know what I'm saying? So you constantly got to, you know, have this persona, you know, going up. And then when you're in that industry, you know, it seems like you got to have your, you know, if you're going to be good or if you're going to, you know, really showcase your talent and stuff like that, you got to leave it all on a film. You know, you got to leave it all on the line, you know what I'm saying? So if you're in a relationship thinking about this other person at home or thinking how it could be perceived, and this goes for a guy or females, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you really in that adult entertainment to really be good and leave your mark and have great scenes, it seems like, you know, you can't be thinking about that. You can't be thinking of that whole relationship thing. So I, you know, like I said, I'm not And I've never done a scene or nothing like that, so I couldn't, you know, tell you how I would feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm leaning towards you for the knowledge on this topic. But
you know what? And one of the things, one of my secrets, whenever I knew that I had to go to Cali and shoot, or I had to go to New York and shoot, or I had to go to Miami and shoot, or wherever the hell I was shooting at, if I had to go shoot, I would always try at minimum to not have sex at least a week before I go shoot.
Ooh, okay. That's some inside information. Now,
I think
I know why, but tell me why. Tell the listeners why.
Well, one, you know, okay, you want the pressure, because when the pressure there, you're going to go hard. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't had sex, you know, you ready for some sex, like, you know. You're going to go hard in the paint. You know, you're going to make sure that everything okay. Honestly, when I was in the game, like, it was like you have that, you use rubbers if you're dealing with people that's not in the game. And then you may have your one person that you deal with, but you know that they safe and they know that your health depends on your paycheck. You know what I'm saying? We had to test every 30 days. And most of the time, when you shooting with the big companies back then, that's why I don't understand how these people be getting through. I was very selective about who I shot with. So I kept the people, my talents in rotation. I really did. And you know, everybody knows, you know, that I was an instrument. Ross the Icon is my favorite.
Shout out
favorite,
to him. Shout
favorite
out to
of all favorites. Ross Icon is the shit, and so
now why?
I would always
elaborate. Why is it
because I chemistry, right? So one, like, you, they can put you on camera with somebody, and the chemistry not there. Listen, let me tell you something. No matter what it is that you're doing, if the chemistry is not there, like, you're gonna try to go hard to other people. I got scenes that people think that I went hard as hell in. And they don't even know that the chemistry was not even there, so I didn't go hard. You pull any scene with me and Rock the Icon, okay, that shit was fire every time. Our chemistry was there. He is such a gentleman off camera. You know what I'm saying? He's very wise. You know, like, he was just awesome.
Shout out to him. He's a pretty good actor,
everybody
too, man. I'm fairly obsessed.
Everybody loved Rock the Icon, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to him. You know what I'm saying? I got my Mother's Day text. I was happy about that. That's my baby. Our chemistry was amazing. I rotated the same talent because of the fear, right? And so a lot of times, like, if I was going on a hiatus, right? So I would shoot, and then I would be gone for 3 months, and then I would be somewhere else trying to shoot. And then I'm going to 3 months, and I'm going to shoot again. That way, if you stay at the site. Anybody that understands how this industry goes, your health depends on your job. So you're not going to be out here playing crazy. You're not going to be out here doing all that. Now, I did have my person that I slept with, but I knew he was clean. He knew I was clean. Being that you had to test every 30 days, and sometimes, like, if you got a contract with a company, they'll tell you beforehand. If they tell you, okay, well, we want to see 2 to 3 months of test paperwork. Now, you come in for one scene, but that means you have to test for 2 months prior to then. And if you only have 2 months, you don't have 3, they'll push your date back a week. You did have, you know what I'm saying, reputable companies like that wanted that. So I got into the habit of testing every month, no matter what. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that makes sense. You should. When you're in that industry, you should test once a month. You just want to make sure. It seemed like it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You want to be.
Everybody did that, yeah.
You want, man, listen,
so you know,
I've tested almost more than anybody that I've tested more than anybody that I know other than interviews in the industry. Like, it was just so weird. Like, you know, when I got out of the industry, my arms, my forearms, right where my elbow is, it looked like I was on heroin. I had so many needles in my
I forgot, because they do
you
that to
saying?
Draw that blood every time.
They
yeah,
have to draw.
Yeah.
And so you are stuck so much to where, like, now when they go to try to find veins, they have the hardest time finding veins.
I didn't even think about that. Wow.
And that's a downfall to you getting stuck so much. Like, They have to, when they did my IVs, when I was having my child, they had to run my IVs through my hands. They couldn't put them in the middle because my veins don't even pop up there like that no more.
Wow.
I've been stuck
was,
so many times.
Wow,
so you got to understand the level of clean that you are. And then you out here dealing with a bitter, vindictive man, and he going through what he going through. And, you know, you never know what he's doing, so you don't have time for that. I mean, like I said, I dealt with this man 10 years off and on, mainly on for 10 years. We always use the rubber. We always use the rubber. The crazy, we always use the rubber. He never questioned it. He never did. We always use the rubber. He understood what was up. We never, ever even, it was never a question. And therefore, I became accustomed to that. So as soon as I got in the game and I wasn't using a rubber boot, I got pregnant.
you
gotta understand that the health risk to it. You have to be healthy because your health is what matters. You don't want to be that person that gives somebody something in the industry. You don't want to be that person because you'll never live that down, and then people don't want to shoot with you no more. You'll never be that person. You'll have some people that say, okay.
Shout out to Mr. Marcus. Shout out to him. And Mr. Marcus is definitely has been a legend in the game, but he fell victim to that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he could have did it the right way instead of, you know what I'm saying, playing crazy. And he had a very long career, so, you know, that was what it was. But, you know, all of these things you have to take into consideration. I did, but I'm going to tell you, a lot of women don't. So I'm going to keep it 100 with you. That's one of the reasons that made me start going left. You know, okay, let me back out of it. A lot of people didn't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people didn't take it that serious. And so, you know, I was running in a certain group of people, certain group of talent, and it was a lot going on, and it was just my time. It was my time to exit. I get offered to this day to shoot. To this day.
Wow, right? Until you come out of retirement. Rock the Icon here waiting for you. Let's do it. Right?
I can get rock off the camera, so I don't have to.
Yeah, so you're like, I'm good. I'm good.
On camera, you know, it's like so many people that wanted to shoot with me that just felt like their time would come around to be able to shoot with me. But, you know, like I said, I didn't know, you know, who really wanted to shoot with me. I just knew that I stayed where I was safe at. So I recycled, you know, Ethan Hunt. I love Ethan Hunt. Ethan Hunt is so freaking amazing. If you watch, you know, the white porn, you would know who Ethan Hunt is. Super duper awesome guy, superstar.
He had his time in the game. He's not in the game anymore, I believe.
Yeah, Ethan Hunt, awesome guy, rock the icon, awesome guy. You know, I mean, I just kind of stayed with what I was familiar with and just really didn't kind of go too far left. And that's me. So, no. Can't date a regular guy, not on for real stuff, because he's not going to be for real. He's not going to be serious. I don't want to date a regular guy. I don't want to play like I'm dating a regular guy. I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do that. And whatever I'm doing is what I'm doing. Nobody can interfere with that. And whoever I date, if we get serious, I'm going to tell you who I am. I'm going to tell you everything that you need to know about me, because I don't want nobody to play with me. And I feel like I want you to do the same thing with me. Tell me everything that I need to know.
Well, that's what's up, man. So this has been, like I said, like an awesome topic, definitely fascinating. You know what I'm saying? Hope people listening get some game from this topic. You know what I'm saying? It's real life. I mean, especially with adult entertainment being as popular as it is, you know what I'm saying? Especially, and then, you know, nowadays I'm seeing how, you know, African-Americans are gravitated towards the adult industry unlike ever before, because I mean, it's wide open, you know what I'm saying? So with social media, especially like Twitter, you got things like OnlyFans where, you know, you can become a cult adult celebrity overnight just from doing shit right in your bedroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, now I'm seeing all types of adult couples, you know what I'm saying? Couples just putting their shit online and getting a following, you know what I'm saying? Just showing their sex life. So it's just very interesting where the game is going. And it's, once again, all entrepreneurial, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I just think it's fascinating. Like, damn, like, how do they adjust, you know what I'm saying? To, like, because, you know, you're in that fantasy life, but then you got real life, too, where, you know, like, people see you and perceive you, you know what I'm saying? Like, different things, you know what I'm saying? But I just think it's interesting. And then shout out to, you know, I guess when you transition out of it, you know what I'm saying? And I think you've done an excellent job of transitioning out of it and, you know, getting, you know, you got the jewels in it. And so you were able to just, like I said, definitely parlay different sub-businesses from that main business. And really, like I said, this is a product of that. So shout out to that. And now I guess, you know what I'm saying, it's already we already like an hour into the show. So, you know, I guess it's time for me to do the world famous chop up, because I got a big thing to chop it up on. Yeah, so this is the world famous chop up. You know, this is the part of the show where I like to talk my ish, you know, on different things that I just thought was interesting during the week. So, I mean, let's get right into it. You know, we talked about it at the beginning of the show somewhat. The Aisha Curry interview, you know what I'm saying? It went viral. Shout out to, you know, for anybody that didn't follow the story, Aisha Curry was on Jada Pinkett Smith's popular show now. I guess it's like a Facebook show. I always see the snippets, like, you know, from Twitter or Instagram or whatever, but I never really seen it. I know it's on Facebook, I believe. But she has some interesting guests. And, you know, the thing I respect about her show, I like how it's three generations of women. You know what I'm saying? So you got Jada Pinkett, who's right in the middle. You know what I'm saying? Who, I guess, you know, would say, you know, she's the matriarch of her family, you know. But she got her daughter, Willow, who, you know, is her daughter with Will Smith. Of course, everybody know the Fresh Prince. And then she got her mother on there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, bam, 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 three generations. So you get it from all different angles. And then with it being women of all age groups, you know, that makes other women comfortable to come in. And being that Jada's been in a limelight for a year, you know, I remember Jada Pinkett Smith when she was on Different World, you know what I'm saying? So, and I remember her when she had her relationship with Tupac, you know what I'm saying? When Tupac was young and she was young. So, and I said, well, Will Smith, they've been, you know, married. And I really, you know, me being a married person, I really respect the way they do their marriage. You know what I'm saying? It's just like something to kind of, you know, to see and like, okay, yeah, I like the way they flow. I like the relationship they have with their kids and stuff like that. So long story short, I think it's fascinating how she's able to get other women to come on there and just be comfortable and just say how they feel. You know what I'm saying? So I suppose it was on the map for people who maybe not know who she is. She's the, especially being this NBA playoff time, she is the wife to Stephen Curry. You know what I'm saying? So she has some things to say. So before I sum up, you know, what she said and how I felt about it, what do you think about it?
People misunderstood where she was coming from. And this is another thing, right? They feel like you can have everything. Listen, money cannot buy happiness. You can have all of the money in the world. Listen, let me tell you something. That does not mean that you're going to be happy. That does not mean you're going to be happy in your relationship. She did not say it. She was not saying she's unhappy. What she's saying is that, no, you know, Steph has all these groupies on him all of the time. And yeah, she's, you know, she's a wife, she's a mother, you know, she's a businesswoman. And nobody shows her attention. It's not about insecurity, but it's just like why you still have your Tinder. You want to be wanted from time. You know, you want somebody to say, hey, you know, okay, I still got
good.
Yeah, people respect Steph, so they don't say anything, though. You know what I mean? He's an awesome guy. They have a loving marriage. But sometimes it's okay. You want somebody to say, you know, you looking good, girl, you know, whatever. Not that you're going to try. It has nothing to do with insecurity. It's just to know that you still have it. Don't nobody want to go alone and nobody try to talk to them at all. You know what I'm saying? You got to just see if you still got it a little bit. You know, just like,
so,
okay. I haven't posted any type of raunchy pictures like that in forever. And when I posted that picture, my inbox went, whew, with two in the room.
He's like, okay,
you know,
okay.
And people that, you know, I know, people that I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just that moment of, okay, okay, I just wanted to see if I could still shake the table a little bit. Even though she's a beautiful woman,
I like that.
Even though she has everything that, you know, she needs, and though she's not ugly, she knows that. But just reassurance and a little attention sometimes for somebody other than your husband.
Yeah.
Makes sense. That's it.
I guarantee.
Men don't understand it. That's how they go crazy and talking all this junk, because men don't understand the point of view of a woman, and they're not supposed to. So you're just really supposed to shut the fuck up and just give her a compliment. It's a woman thing.
Mm. Well, I guarantee she will be getting compliments, you know, moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Because that definitely went viral. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, yeah, like, so, you know, you summed it up. So she was basically on the show. And, you know, Jada Pinkett asked her about the, you know, how do you feel about having groupies? And, you know, and I'm a fan of Aisha Curry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just like how she keep it. She says how she feels. You know what I'm saying? She doesn't try to be politically correct. And I respect for her for just opening it up and just being this way. And to me, this is how she's always been. You know what I'm saying? She had some other comments years ago. You know what I'm saying? Because I, you know, I'm up on her because of the you know, the Golden State facing my Cleveland Cavaliers in the finals with LeBron and all that stuff. So, you know, I kind of follow them and their little girl and all that stuff through Steph's press conferences and stuff like that. But anyway, for her to, you know, she made some interesting points that I thought. She was like, you know, how, because, you know, any basketball player, they're going to have groupies, man. They're going to have women just lurking, like she said. And she said, you know, Steph Curry is a nice guy. So, you know, he'll, you know, talk and be friendly. Where she's already can see, like, ulterior motives. You know what I'm saying? I guess women get that sixth sense. They already can tell, like, a woman intuition, like, what they, you know what I'm saying? They saying without saying, you know what I'm saying? So one thing that she brought up that I thought was very interesting is, like, how she hates to not be introduced. And I guess when you're not married, maybe you don't understand this. Or I think when you're married to somebody or you got a partnership, a business, dealings with somebody, you should, and if you meet some people, you should always introduce that person. You know what I'm saying? Like, I talk about this with my wife all the time. Like, if I'm with her, I expect to be introduced. If there's somebody coming up and talking to her, I expect to be introduced, and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm out with my wife and I see somebody that I know and they've never met my wife, I'm gonna always introduce this as my wife. You know what I'm saying? So she felt that, I guess, Steph Curry forgets that sometimes, and that's why she has to kind of insert herself, like, oh yeah, I'm his wife, you know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was interesting. You know what I'm saying? I can respect that, because that's the respect you should give your wife or your husband. Then the other thing that I thought was interesting was when she did keep it all the way 100. You know what I'm saying? So she was like, she didn't have to indulge this information, but she was like, you know, for the past 10 years I felt that I haven't been, you know, as many groupies as Steph has had as far as women, because she see it. She hasn't felt that same way from women. And what was interesting, I guess, too, when you're not looking for, maybe it's not there, you know what I'm saying? So they just assumed, okay, you know, most guys assume, oh, yeah, I mean, I ain't got no shot with her. I ain't even going to, like, step up to the plate, you know what I'm saying? So if she's not giving off those type of vibes, a lot of time a man ain't even going to step up. They're like, okay, she happy. She, you know, Steph is winning. It's not like, I mean, he's one of the faces of the NBA, you know what I'm saying? So they're not even giving her no type of rhythm, because they're like, oh, they feel like I don't got no shot. But at the same time, and then Jada Pinkett made a comment, because, you know, she would know. She was like, well, you're not looking, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, you're not going to pick up on those vibes. And it was interesting to see Steph Curry, because Steph Curry's mother was on there as well, for her to say, you know, chill out, that's dangerous, you know what I'm saying? Because now it opens up, you know what I'm saying? So now I bet you, you know, after this interview that went viral, it's going to be mad guys, like, giving her some, you know, all types of play. So it's just going to be interesting to see. I mean, I think their marriage seems solid, but it's going to be interesting to see, you know, if anything comes out of this with, you know, newfound attention that guys know that she would like, you know what I'm saying? So you can see some guys flirting and, like, okay, you know what I'm saying? Let me see if I, you know, shoot my shot. So I just thought that was very interesting. So shout out to that. In other news, let me see. I'm just running down. I thought this was kind of interesting. Shout out to Denver, Colorado, man. They they've been real new wave as far as like a lot of the things that's going on. And I'm not big on drugs. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know drugs is used. Me, you know, I'll have an occasional drink. You know what I'm saying? I kind of slowed that down. I do, you know, weed is it. You know what I'm saying? That's as far as I'll go. And Denver was one of the first cities, Denver, Seattle, to legalize, you know, recreational marijuana. But if there's one thing that I wouldn't mind trying other than marijuana, I'm going to be honest with you. And it, maybe it's going to sound kind of crazy because, you know, it's an old school drug. And I really wouldn't want to do the synthetic part because the synthetic, I don't like any synthetic drug, even though it does open your mind to consciousness. And just, I know I'm kind of rambling a little bit, but just follow me on this. LSD. I always thought LSD was kind of fascinating in a way. And I'll say that.
LSD?
Check this out. I'm not saying I will. Check this out. Check this out. So what I'm saying is this, but I'm getting to a point. I don't think I would do LSD now. You know what I'm saying? Because, I, like I said, the whole synthetic part. But, and I don't have time to go into the whole, how LSD, you know, became a thing. But LSD was a big hippie drug. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Steve Jobs, right? Read his book. Very great book. Steve Jobs had his biography before he died. But he talks about that he gives mad respect to LSD for his invention of Apple. You know what I'm saying? That shit opened up his mind. Because LSD, you trip, it opens up a whole other consciousness. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how it does it or whatever. Like I said, I don't have time to go into the whole, I didn't do research enough before the show to really tell you how it goes up. But I just thought it was interesting. Now, but LSD, you have a good trip and you have a bad trip. So you don't want to have a bad trip because, you know, you don't want to be out someplace where you don't trust the people you're with, you get paranoid because, you know, you could be tripping for, like, a few hours. You know what I'm saying? Some of these LSD trips last for 4, 5, 6 hours. You know what I'm saying? So you got to make sure you're in a safe place. But anyway, you know, in the book, Steve Jobs talks about when he went to India tripping and he came up with so many different things because his mind was just different, came up with Apple, and we all know what Apple is. You know what I'm saying? How it is. So long story short, the reason why I brought this up, what gives you that same kind of high or that trip is shrooms. And Denver is the first place in the United States that has now legalized shrooms. So now shrooms is a more natural kind of trip as LSD. You know what I'm saying? So I never really tripped off. You know, it was popular in Cleveland, like in Cleveland Heights. We got this spot called Coventry where people used to trip off shrooms all the time. I never did it. But I always was kind of fascinated because I'm not a drug person. I don't get into drugs, you know, like I you know, weed is as far as I would go. But under the right circumstance, like you said, you was on a beach, you was chilling. You know, if you had just the right people with you, you know what I'm saying? You're like, you know, you're going to do these shrooms and just trip out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would, you know, I would consider that. You know, get on the right patient type shit. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's interesting that Denver is the first place to actually legalize that. It just happened a couple of days ago. So that's going to be interesting. We'll see how that goes. So I thought that was interesting in the news. Also, shout out to, you know, I can't even lie. This is a guilty pleasure. Me and my wife, you know, we be on the reality shows. Real Housewives of Atlanta, Phaedra, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if you follow the show, but Phaedra, she was kicked off the show like a couple years back. Her storyline is interesting because she's got this dude, her husband, or former husband, ex-husband, his name was Apollo. He got caught up on some shit, some illegal activity, was doing like 7 years in jail, but shit, and then she got kicked off. But anyway, she was one of my favorite people on the show, you know what I'm saying? So she's going to be coming back. So I just thought that was interesting. So shout out to Phaedra. You know, I like her vibe, man. She's a lawyer out of the ATL. The show hasn't truly been the same since she was kicked out, so she's going to be coming back to that. So, you know, me and my wife will be watching that. And then on another note, too, I didn't get to this last week in the chop-up, but I just wanted to give a quick moment of silence to John Singleton real quick, just 2 seconds. Yeah, so real quick, you know, RIP to John Singleton. I didn't get a chance to cover this. We, you know, we was covering a lot of stuff last week. But, you know, rest in peace, man. Like, I learned so much stuff from Boys in the Hood. That taught me so much game back in the day when I first saw that movie. You know what I'm saying? Just, man, it was just a whole culture. You know what I'm saying? It was finally shown, you know, like, our stories. And, you know, if you know anything about Cleveland, the Midwest, you know, it's not New York. It's not the South. If anything, you know, as far as the people, and especially at that time in the early 90s, it had like an LA kind of vibe. You know what I'm saying? So when I saw Boys in the Hood, I kind of felt that. You know what I'm saying? Because parts in Cleveland kind of reminded me of that. You know, it didn't have the gang culture like LA has, but just the people. You know what I'm saying? Like, just the type of guys. You know what I'm saying? That's the type of people that you had in Cleveland back in the day, like my homeboys growing up and some of the OGs I grew up with. So, shout out to that. And then, you know, shout out to Ice Cube. Got his first, you know, shot in that. And, you know, of course, he blew up on the acting tip, too. You know, music was already crazy with NWA. Poetic Justice. I mean, come on, man. Tupac, Janet Jackson, and then Baby Boy. You know what I'm saying? It was dope. So,
right.
I love how he brought that just whole L.A. vibe to the mainstream. So, you know, we definitely lost a great one with that. And, you know, I mean, that's pretty much it. I got some more sports stuff to get into, but, you know, that's everything that I really had this weekend to chop up. Did you have anything that you was, like, kind of, you know, tripping on
that
you wanted to talk about?
We had, we got about 10. But, yeah, make sure you guys check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. You can actually access all of the books, all of the radio. You can listen to the radio show. Everything me is there on that site, so make sure you check it out. Deranged Baby Mama Part 1 will be at 18th,
like,
and
right,
Deranged Baby Mama Part 2, 18th
Ooh.
Of May, and Deranged Baby Mama Part 2 will be out June the 13th, so keep a lookout. I got to get these two off my plate, and then you never know what you're going to see or hear next. So that's all I have.
Deranged Baby Mama Part 2. That sounds like a whole wave right there. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to you with that, man. So, yeah, definitely, you know, just to, I guess, do my house cleaning, you know, I run down my outlets. So definitely, if you want to build a show, like I said, it's been busy, man. Believe me when I tell you, man. I know, you know, me and Miss Lovely Black connect, you know, every Sunday night. It's been busy, man. I really want to get some, believe me when I tell you, I really want to get some more guests on the show. I've just been a little busy, and I want to be in the right frame of mind to really get that right guest, you know what I'm saying, because I want to be passionate, you know what I'm saying. Any guest that I've had in the past is always somebody that I really wanted on the show, so it just adds to the interview. So that's you know, why I've kind of been, like, kind of waiting for the right person, you know what I'm saying, because I just want to really make it pop when I do, and then had I just, I guess, spark more talent, you know what I'm saying. So believe me when I tell you, I am working behind the scenes. I just haven't had the time to really secure that right guest. But if you would like to be on the show, you got something interesting to bring to the show, definitely get at me through email. It's mobenz@gmail.com. Definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Log on and listen. So, of course, you can go through different channels. You know, you can search us on Blog Talk Radio. Then you can go to Ms. Lovely Black's, you know, website, and you can see all the archive shows there. Me personally, if, like, if you want to just check out the shows from my point of view, and you're on Twitter, that's the easiest way. So definitely follow the Twitter page, and that's Real Adult Talk. Now, Talk is spelled TAWK, of course. Ms. Lovely Black put on that Florida Southern twang on it. But yeah, definitely you can go there, and in the bio, you can just click on the bio, and all the shows is there. So, like I was saying this last week, you can just binge listen to the show, you know what I'm saying? All types of different types. We cover everything.
I think the Twitter page is on the website too, if I'm not mistaken. And you guys know, if you're used to the Smooth the Asshole, he got 22 baby mamas and 86 kids. So we know that somebody got him roped off, and he got to make his rounds to all of his baby mamas. So he wouldn't be in tonight.
With them kids, you know, so often, you know, he gonna get caught up. You know what I'm saying?
He started his Mother's Day visits yesterday.
Oh,
and
that's what
may not even be done yet. You know.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. I was thinking about it just back then, so we got so caught up. But yeah, so yeah, of course Smooth wouldn't be here because you know he got a bunch of baby mamas, so I know he gotta. You know, this is their day, so he probably may be on kids duty, maybe babysitting or something like that. So shout out to Smooth, you know what I'm saying? And also, too, check me out on the other, social media. You can definitely, if you want to just put a face to the voice, holla at me on IG, Instagram. That the handle is the same across the board, so it's MOBINNS. And get at me on Twitter, too, man. I got my separate Twitter page, and that's MOBINNS. So, yeah, that's it. And, definitely look out for the retweet. So, if you want to put somebody on to the show, you want to listen to the show again, definitely look out for the retweet. I'm going to retweet it on my personal Twitter page. I'm going to retweet it on the Real Adult Talk Twitter page. And you guys retweet it. You know what I'm saying? We definitely want to just have that show just available, whenever we drop a new one for everybody to listen and see in real time what we was talking about this week. Yeah, man, so that's it, man. We got, like, about 5 minutes to just shoot the breeze, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, I'm pumped up. I love where we're headed, you know what I'm saying? We're going into the summertime. This weather's been crazy, though. I don't know how it is in Florida, you know what I'm saying? But up here in New York and just in Cleveland, too, I think, you know what I'm saying? It's just been, like, late. I swear, I said this before, but we're in May, and it seems like it's still April. Like, it's raining, and it's, like, 50s, 60s, you know what I'm saying? No 70s. So it's just interesting, man. Like, it seems like we like a month behind as far as the weather thing. But yeah. So yeah, I mean, in closing on the topic, you got any like closing statements as far as the topic we talked about tonight?
No, I thought you was gonna get back into
what's up, chop up?
Get back into your hot topics. I know you had some sports
okay.
to talk about.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah. Real quick. So I'm running like I got about 5 minutes. I got 5 minutes so I can talk some shit. So, yeah. So right now, because of the show, I'm not hating or mad or nothing like that, but I'm missing how this Philly-Toronto series is shaping up because that's game seven. It's probably – I'm sure it's over by now. Hopefully Philly took it, you know what I'm saying? But, Toronto's tough. They got Kawhi Leonard. And I was saying it's going to depend on if Toronto wins, Kyle Lowry. Kyle Lowry, he's the point guard. He had to come up big. And, you know what you're going to get from Kawhi Leonard. But I thought Kyle Lowry is definitely the X factor. So if Toronto won, I'm thinking it was because Kyle Lowry had a good game to compliment Kawhi Leonard. You know what I'm saying? But – I'm taking Philly, so I hope Philly won. I hope I'm right because I want to see Philly and Milwaukee. So I hope Embiid, stepped up, Ben Simmons, you know what I'm saying, Jimmy Butler, you know what I'm saying, because I just want to see. I think that's just going to be a good matchup, you know what I'm saying. So hopefully Philly took it. So, I'll definitely, elaborate on this next week. But shout out to Milwaukee. Milwaukee took out Boston, you know what I'm saying. So Kyrie, he's going to be gone. Boston, they just didn't have it this year. The chemistry was off from jump. They had Gordon Hayward, you know what I'm saying? He had a catastrophic injury last year, but they totally overpaid for him, you know what I'm saying? And with him coming back into the rotation, that took minutes away from Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, who are better, younger talent, and they just wasn't getting the same minutes, and I think that kind of messed up the rotation. Also, too, Kyrie Irving was hurt last year, and, the team was able to just rally behind it. Now, with Kyrie Irving, he just tried to be AI this year, and in the playoffs where basically I'm taking all the shots and everybody else just stand, watch, and help me, you know what I'm saying? And that just didn't work. So Kyrie's going to be out of there. So it's going to be the Kyrie Irving sweepstakes. It's going to be interesting, the Lakers. I'm sure LeBron would love to have Kyrie back. I think Kyrie got humbled, you know what I'm saying? Kyrie wanted to have his own team and didn't want to follow LeBron no more. And it kind of like this experiment with Boston is 2 years. It just didn't work out. So I definitely don't see him re-signing with Boston. I think the feeling's going to be mutual for them to part ways. Shout out to Brooklyn. I would love to be able to just take a, oh, 60 sacks. All right, look, so that's it. So that's it. So I was just going to say, I would love to see Kyrie in Brooklyn. I would love to take a dollar van to the game. You know, I'm not too far away from the stadium at all. But, yeah, man, we got 60 seconds. It's been a great show. Tell a friend to tell a friend to log on to listen. That Game of Thrones, about to get into that. I'll tell you how I feel about that next week. Hopefully Smooth will be back next week and we can chop it up. So, yeah, man, you know how we do every Sunday night, man. Real talk with your dude, Miss Lovely, back in old Benz. So signing off. We'll see y'all next week. Everybody stay safe. Peace, peace, peace.
Peace.